blood all around her.
No!
Katrina shot up in bed, a scream lodged in her throat. Sweat covered her body and her heart pounded. The scar on her shoulder from the gunshot wound burned. She rubbed it as tears blurred her vision and she trembled all over. Shade burst into her room and fell into a defensive stance before locking gazes with her. His black hair had a bad case of bedhead, and his brown eyes were wild with concern. Shaking her head, she waved to him to go back to bed, but the stubborn male crossed the room to her before the words left her mouth. He wore only a pair of black shorts that sat low on his hips. Sitting on the bed beside her, he pulled her into his arms and held her to him. Sighing, she wrapped her arms around him and pressed her cheek to his bare chest. The rapid thump-thump of his heart soothed her, reminding her she was safe and no longer on Earth. "Want to tell me about the dream?" She shook her head. "Later." It wasn't the first time she'd woken him with one of her nightmares, and she had always avoided talking about the dreams. She was relieved he didn't push her for information. In that moment, he let out a growl, but didn't pressure her to tell him. Instead, he crawled under the covers and cuddled her to him. Movement at the bedroom door made her glance up to Davin. He filled the doorway with his wide shoulders. A darkness surrounded him, and she swore she caught a glimpse of his dragon peeking out from his eyes at her. His long auburn hair hung to the top of his shoulder in a mess of loose curls. Like Shade, Davin only wore a pair of shorts, dark blue. He stood perfectly still, watching her and Shade before asking, "Everything good?" "No, ass, it's not." She kept that thought to herself and just laid her head back on Shade's chest. Shade answered for her, "Just a dream." Without a word, Davin left. About 5 minutes later, she heard the front door to the house open and close. Sadness washed over her. He could have come in and laid down with them. As if sensing her disappointment, Shade said, "He's not a cuddler." "Obviously," she sighed. Davin had done everything in his power to avoid her. The only times he couldn't was when she was shopping with the other females. Shade would pretend to have other things to do, forcing Davin to play bodyguard. It was his job, after all. Davin was an enforcer for the king, and Voss wanted her and the other females guarded when they went out, since they were still the only group of surrogates to arrive on Daria. Katrina was there because she was given a choice to live in prison for a murder she didn't commit, or volunteer in the program. The word volunteer was the FBI's word to her when they gave her the ultimatum. Daria sounded like a dream compared to prison. She was told it was a shifter planet that made a trade deal with Earth to get surrogates to rebuild their species and planet. A century, maybe longer, of war left their planet in despair. The rogue wolf alpha who started the war created a magical poison that killed most of the female population. The only ones spared were the children who lived in secured villages around the planet. Nigel, the program liaison and a council member, told her during their initial meeting that the program was voluntary. She had a choice on who she dated, but she was not going to be forced into anything. He also mentioned how a number of her skills in law enforcement and technical training would be beneficial to the Darian people. If she didn't want to be a surrogate, she could easily find a job. Then she met Shade the night he and three of his friends picked up her and the other three surrogates from the hotel. Shade intrigued her, and he was hot. "I don't know how to connect with him, nor do I understand why he agreed to take a surrogate if he didn't want one." She sure in the hell wasn't chasing him. "He does want one." Shade kissed the top of her head. He's an ass. He could say that again.